All right. Good baseball weather, too. It's baseball opening day. We're done talking about all the bacon and all the first pitches they're having. They have 17 first pitches scheduled for today. But you can't have opening day without the annual event that Donovan does every year. The opening day song.
Yeah, this one has a more somber feel to it because in spring training, we lost someone very important to this team. And so when he was lost, I only had a sad song in my head.
Yeah.
So Jake and I put our heads together, and we put together this opening day song, and it's really sad. So let's knock it out.
You're my baseball boo, even if you are cocky. Asian delicacy, so tall, so stocky. A wonton of power, stole my baseball flower. Now I'm forced to watch the damn Detweiler hour. When you came to town, you brought belief. We bonded instantly because your shirt had a pot leaf. We'd lay awake together, watch your gifs. We'd cover our ears during front office tiffs. I tell you, don't eat that. That's how we make glue here. Stick to the sushi and Kirin Ichiban beer. I'd hold you tight. I'd call you my ace. I'd gently caress that half-Persian face. You were the man in my life. But now Doc James Andrews is cleaning his knife. Guess sometimes life throws us all a slow curve. But what did Rangers fans do to deserve this horrible pain and our bacon-wrapped hearts and this violent kick to our globe life parts? Tommy John, I see you in hell. Cheers to another year of playoff blue ball swell. We need you. We need you.
Gallardo, Holland, Lewis, how sweet. We need to find us an ace to make the staff complete. When I heard the news, man, I did cry a puddle. I'll give you some classes so I can teach you to say puddle. Your surgery snuck up on us behind our back. Remind me of a certain Pearl Harbor attack. It's deja vu or just plain old bad luck. The only word that can't step up this season is but where you at? Up on the bump you should be. Or are you out singing karaoke? Damn sure ain't in the dugout or out in the pen. This Tommy John might cost his team 20 wins. And if you knew it was bad, why did you wait oh so long? That way I wouldn't have to write a freaking sad song. Fantasy teams are already out of the mix because they were planning on getting you as a first round pick. We need you. I don't think you heard what I said. We need you.
Been gone last year, maybe we'd still have Wash. Banished from the game like he's Anthony Bosch after taking a run at Yu's masseuse. Some dude just can't resist that Tokyo juice. Now we're leaning on Mad TV, aka Derek Holland. Hoping on Wrigley, he's not tripping and falling. And I love dogs, but this pooch seems like trouble. Might be time to call up Mike Vick on the double. Yes, I know it's harsh, but I love my team. And now I'm just resigned to hentai sports dreams. We'll battle it out for fifth with the Strohs while you're back home nabbing Japanese hoes. The division is better, and they've got the lube. We just want to avoid their chorizo tube. Like the Shania song you sang at Casino Night. I felt like a woman those October nights. We need you.
We need you. See what you did? This team is no longer a favorite in the West because the division got stronger. Your blown elbow put a big dent in this rotation. It's turned sideways just like it is in your love making. It's taught me how losing an ace can do you in. How this team might struggle just to get 60 wins. Protect them, yes you did, with your pitching touch. And now this season depends on a dude named Dutch. A van, and understand, can he pick up the slack? When he rolls out Harry carrying, I'll be back. If this team will win, we can't be 12 games back in May. Let the get this party started here on opening day. We can't sit and wait for you Darvish to arrive. We gotta struggle and fight to keep Ranger alive. I know it feels like an extended joke, but at least they can walk off and leave their cokes. We need you. Damn, I blew that line.
Dang it. Yeah, you hang on. You hung on. I did you wrong, Jake. My bad.
I have to tell you.
Kilt it.
I had no idea they did MIDI files on that song. Shout out to Bigger and Deffer, though.
Was that a real song?
Oh, my gosh. That was the first time I was ever really disappointed in a rapper.
It was the first rap ballad ever made in the history of rap.
The worst.
It changed the game.
Like,
It changed. It was revolutionary, no matter how much Bob hated it.
I was right to hate it. And this is like 1986 LL.
86, yes.
And this is, hey, you're not going to believe this tape. And you're like, whoa, this is unbelievable. I can't believe it. I don't even know this exists. And then you get to that song, and you're like, what?
What is some
sort
try,
of
right?
Just some sort of joke?
Why do you hate the ballad so much?
And then the
ballad is needed.
And then the video. Jake, tell me you saw the video.
Awful.
Heartbreaking.
The video is bad.
Yeah.
The song is not that bad.
He's got to regret
Ours
that.
Ours is better.
LL's got to regret that.
Well, that was a fine job, a fine addition to our collection that you've done for
That was awesome.
Six?
Six?
Seven?
Stop it.
Six.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nine.
I want to say seven.
Maybe seven.
We have seven opening day songs, I think.
All right.
And at least two of them got us.